All right, so let's talk about this. In case you didn't hear it through the letter, on July 1, when we begin the Partners in the Gospel process with all of the other Catholic entities in Whatcom County, I will be staying on as pastor of the county, and the pastoral team will consist of myself, Father Thumby, who's currently in Ferndale. He'll stay on as a parochial vicar, and then two new priests, Father Tyler Johnson, who's currently in Arlington, and Father Stephen Thomas, Stephen's his first name, Thomas is his last name, who is a priest from India. He's part of a religious order called the Heralds of the Good News, who've been serving this archdiocese for at least a decade. They're very joyful men, and I'm excited to have him as well. Now, the first thing I'd like to say is, I am excited about this. The work that has to be done in Whatcom County is necessary work. It's good work. And I'm really excited to be part of it. I think what we're doing here matters. I think what we're doing here is going to be really helpful for preaching the gospel in this part of the archdiocese. And again, I'm thrilled to be able to help shepherd this process. A lot of times, as I've been able to talk to people about this, they'll ask me, how do you feel about it? And I think my feeling is about the same as it was 5 years ago when I was first assigned to Assumption, which is, it's the perfect assignment with only one exception, and that's its distance from my family. I love being assigned to Assumption, and I love being assigned to Whatcom County. It really is a wonderful and excellent assignment. Still 2 hours to my mom, though. And if I could live 5 minutes from my mom for the rest of her life, I would in a heartbeat. But that aside, I am very excited to walk this path with you over the next, my term says 6 years, we'll see. I should also say, 5 years on, that I am blessed because I have spent the last 5 years praying for you and for your families and for your children and for your parents and for your needs. The relationship that a priest has with his community is not a relationship that's easily broken, because it's a relationship of prayer and concern. It's a relationship of walking the Christian road together. And I am deeply blessed to be able to continue these relationships, to walk together even further. All of this said, if I were the Archdiocese, I'm not sure if I would have made this decision. Because in baseball they have a term, unforced error, and it feels a little bit like an unforced error. My continued presence is going to make this process just a little bit harder. Because after 5 years, I've got history. We have history. And some of that history is beautiful and joyful, and some of that history is difficult, and both kinds of history are going to make this hard. As the pastor of Assumption, I've had to make some difficult decisions. When I came to the parish, I thought that it was necessary to reorient our approach to liturgy, for example. And so I'm very strict about the liturgical laws of the church, and we approach things a little differently. I've de-emphasized some of the community aspects of the liturgy that people have become used to. And for some people, they experience this as a return to fidelity or transcendence. Others saw it as legalism or a focus on what's unimportant. Shortly after I began to do that, COVID happened. And something I'll reflect on for the rest of my priesthood, I had to be the one to close the church for 3 months. And then for a year, I had to be the one to enforce all of the COVID policies, including the masking. Some people experience this as leadership or as the compassionate, necessary thing to do. Others experienced it as me going along with governmental policies from a government that didn't necessarily have our best interests at heart, saw me as compliant to a force that was not beneficent to the church. And then after that, I committed the truly unforgivable sin that I get letters about still, people telling me they're leaving the parish because of it. I changed our music. I decided it would be better for us to sing in a different way. It would be helpful. Our worship would be more robust if we did that. But it continues to be incredibly controversial. And again, some people experience this as transcendent and devotional, and others experience it as authoritarian, or me putting my preference on everybody, self-serving. I've made my own peace with these decisions, but I also know that that history, good and bad, makes this harder. Because the Lord himself says that you generally don't put new wine into old wineskins. If you're going to do something new, you try to do it with a new group, with a new leader, with new people. For those of you who experienced my last 5 years here as a difficulty or a cross or something that's hard, my consolation is our gospel. The Lord Jesus gives us an image of what Christian relationship can and should look like. The context of the gospel is that he walked with 12 men for 3 years. They ate every meal together. They slept in the same place. They were together 24/7 for 3 years. And then at the point of the crucifixion, they abandoned him. Except for John. Jesus shows up at this room. This is one of the first times he's seen them since the crucifixion, since that abandonment, since Peter's denial. And he doesn't say, you know, how dare you. He doesn't say, convert, although he says that plenty in the Gospels in a lot of other contexts. He says, peace be with you. Which is his way of saying, okay, all is forgiven. He's a God of mercy. He's a God who says, what matters is our relationship and how our relationship continues. And he repeats himself, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. We have this deep Christian relationship for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of sending forth, for the sake of preaching his salvation to all the world. And in this analogy, I'm as much as the apostles as anybody else, right? I have to ask for your peace. And in return, I can tell you, I will promise you my peace. Peace be with you. It's how Christian relationships continue and they grow. When we have history, we approach that history with mercy and compassion. But I think it's actually harder to have positive history. Because over the last 5 years, we have developed a relationship with certain expectations. I'm at many or most parish events. I try my best to greet people after Mass. I try my best to know, I think I've got maybe 50% of the names after 5 years here. It's hard. There are 1,200 people on a weekend. But I'm here. I'm present. I'm as available as I can be, given the demands of the job. After this transition, I will very likely only be at Assumption once a month, because I have to be the pastor for the entire county. I have to be in Blaine and Ferndale and Lummi and Linden and Deming and Sacred Heart. I have to be present to those communities as much as I'm present to this community. And so if we've gotten into a place where somehow through my presence you find a way to Jesus Christ, I'm very blessed to hear that. And that's exactly why I gave myself to the priesthood. But we have to be very clear that you did not find happiness and peace and joy through Father Moore. You found it through Jesus Christ. I am a conduit to somebody who you can actually rely on, to somebody that is God, to somebody who can actually bring salvation. And so in a sense, I'm sorry that I'm not moving, because it's a very helpful thing to switch priests from time to time as a strong and very visible reminder that our hope is in the Lord Jesus who is risen from the dead, that Jesus was going to be at this parish whether I stayed or whether I left, that Jesus is present in the Eucharist, that Jesus is present in our relationships with each other. He's present in the Word of God. And I want to make clear that even if I'm a conduit, I am not Jesus. And I do have to be present to those other communities. So it's going to feel like I moved on a little bit anyway, because I'll only be here about a quarter of the time. And the other history that makes it hard is my lack of history with the other parishes. No matter what I do, my 5 years at Assumption is going to be seen when I make a decision as favoritism. That somehow Assumption's always going to be seen as the favored child. And it's my job to overcome that, again by presence, again by making sure I'm present in these other communities. But I'm going to need your help on that as well. I'm going to need you to be self-sacrificial as a community, to go outside of yourselves, to make sure you show up at events at the other parishes, that you regard them as partners and equals in the gospel. I have a suspicion that because our campus is centrally located, we'll need to have more events here than elsewhere. Doesn't necessarily make sense to have everybody in the county drive out to Deming for something. But we can't treat that as we are the center of the county, even if physically we might be. We can't treat that as somehow we have won in this process. We have to approach the mission on equal terms with all of the other parishes. We have to love them and we have to serve them, just as I have to love them and serve them as their pastor as well as your pastor. But if we're talking about points of hope, I'd say my other point of hope in all of this, beyond the gospel, is the first reading. It's an image of the church at its very inception, what it can look like from the very beginning. And I hope that at our inception, as a one county family, we can hold this first reading as the vision of what we're doing together. The Acts of the Apostles says, "The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common." Imagine that applied to Whatcom County. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. Imagine if we don't belong to Assumption or Sacred Heart or St. Joseph or the other St. Joseph or St. Anne or St. Joachim or St. Peter. But imagine if we belong to the Catholic Church in Whatcom County. We belong to the same risen Lord Jesus Christ. And we carry out the same mission with one heart and one mind. That's what we're going for. That's the goal of all of this. Because what's far more important than my possessions, it says no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. What's far more important than my possessions, my building, my history, my programs, is the preaching of the gospel of the risen Lord through which we find salvation. The Acts continues, "With great power the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all." If we do this right, if we approach this with one mind and one heart, if we say that we are one family, again, regardless of our history, again, regardless of where we worship or what church is closest to our house, then we will receive favor from the Lord. "With great power the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ." That's the goal. If we do this right, and if I as the pastor set up our system and our administration appropriately, then ideally your priests will be more effective at preaching the gospel, not less effective. They'll be more effective in preaching the message of the risen Lord and the empty tomb. And not just the priests, but the volunteers and the people. Because right now, every parish has to do everything. We have to find a parishioner to cover every program. But imagine if we chose people not just on their availability, which we always appreciate, but on their charism. Somebody has a particular skill, for example, in organizing events. And that person is able to offer that skill for the entire county, not just for their own parish. They will be more effective in using the gifts of the Holy Spirit has given them. They'll be more effective in bringing that to bear for a wider population and community. We'll be more powerful in preaching the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And finally, the Acts of the Apostles says, "There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need." Now, don't read that as we're immediately going to sell buildings. That's not why I brought up that line. But it does mean we sell all that we have and put it at the feet of the church, which is, again, to say this is about mission. It's about evangelization. It's about bringing the message of the risen Lord to everyone in Whatcom County. Are we willing to sell what we have, whatever that means to us, to give up what we possess so that we can place it at the feet of the church and say, I'm here. I'm here. I'm ready to serve. Ready to serve Bellingham or Blaine or Linden or Deming or Lummi or Ferndale. I'm willing to serve, whatever that means. I'm putting it at the feet of the church so that the church can apportion its charisms and send its faithful out on mission. Are we willing to do that? Is that something that we can get behind? Because I can tell you that vision is beautiful, of one heart and mind united in mission. Just so you know how important our mission is, I've been deeply immersed in numbers recently because I'm trying to get my head around an entire county. Our county has about 250,000 residents. And our churches, our Catholic churches, have about 2,500 people in them each weekend, all told. Which means each and every one of us, because we're also responsible for ourselves, is responsible for 100 souls. There are 250,000 people who need the saving message of Jesus Christ. And 2,500 of us have found that salvation through the sacraments of the Catholic Church. Which means that each and every person in this church is responsible for 100 souls. But if we do our job right, if we put things at the feet of the church, if we're united in one heart and one mind with one mission, then we will have the power and the grace that we need to reach out to those 100 souls. We will have the power and the grace that we need to bring the saving message of Jesus Christ to every single person of Whatcom County. That is our solemn duty. That is our mission. And it's a mission I am so excited to carry out with you. I am so excited for what we're doing here because I believe in it. And more than that, I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I will do anything necessary to preach that gospel more effectively. My friends, it's going to be hard. There are going to be a lot of changing relationships. There's going to be history that we may need to heal, or history that we may need to put aside to develop new relationships and new modes of being. But it's going to be graced, and it's going to be beautiful, because anything at the service of the gospel is at the service of the salvation brought to us by the risen Lord Jesus Christ.